Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. Last week was a lot. Yep, I don't know if I can. I think that's about all I can say about it. It was a lot. We've been sitting here in mourning for a week.
I think we've all just collectively been like depressed. Like normally in like our group chat, yeah. We talk about lots of other things, you know, because we're friends and we talk.
Yeah.
And this week we've been so quiet except for saying how sad we are.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's worse because right now in real life, the Discord, hi, welcome, join our Discord, has been talking nonstop about Bjorn Mantha stuff. And it hurts so bad.
I gotta pretend to be happy about Bjorn Mantha. What
I'm sad. I know, I'm trying to be like, ah, this is funny. And I'm just inside, I'm just like, ow.
You know, there is one silver lining for me personally.
Now nobody's going to have to deal with the ship after this episode.
I don't have to deal with people shipping me with Samantha anymore.
The worst thing, though, guys, is that as new listeners come in, they're going to have the same feelings.
Well, just like we had to deal with people really liking River, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
We didn't have to wait as long, though.
I started the Bjorn Mantha ship, and I ended it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We are like 12 weeks ahead on filming. We are 12 weeks ahead on recording.
So this,
that's so long to have to wait.
It's gonna be after the holiday. Ooh.
I've done some self-reflecting, and I think I have pinpointed the origin of the bad luck curse. Okay.
Oh yeah?
Oh,
this is interesting.
What did you do?
Whenever I started playing Minecraft, I saw a sheep and I was like, oh, I think that's, you know, because sheep spawn in different colors, right? And the most common colors are like,
oh no, I know,
are like
story.
White and black and gray. And so I saw this lone sheep standing under a tree in the shade. And in the shade, I was like, oh, it's a gray sheep. And at the time, I didn't have a place to put it. So I killed the sheep. All right. When I picked it up, the wool was pink. It was a natural pink sheep, which only has a 0.164% chance of spawning. And I killed it.
So you think that's, you think you've been cursed by Minecraft
gods
all this time?
They gave me a gift and I wasted it. I think that's
the luck
the
gods have been mad at you
curse
ever since.
Yes.
I like that. I like that as an explanation. That's quite funny.
I think we know what you need to do to like exercise this curse then.
What?
You have to play Minecraft and find some equally rare or even more rare thing and then don't do what you did.
Build
like,
an altar
right
to
it.
You have to find another pink sheep and build an altar to it.
I have to farm sheep until I get a
curse.
Pink one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh gosh. I'll do my part.
Yeah, you have to get a naturally
Anyways, so
tried to do a little funny to break up the sad, but
yeah, a little bit of funny because I don't think the rest of this episode's going to be funny.
No.
Before we do continue, and I'm sorry it has to be now, I have to say hello to a new patron. Hello Fenrir 8907. Hi, welcome.
Hello,
we're sorry
and
it's this
welcome.
Welcome.
Well, hey, thank you for
Hello.
Giving us some happy in the middle of this dark abyss of sadness.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate it. Oh. All right, anyways, let's find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
If you somehow forgot.
I was waiting at the fort while Bjorn and Henry went to get Daisy because I thought Samantha was going to come grab Hank. Turns out that didn't happen. I got a call from Henry that everything with Daisy and went bad. Samantha tried to kill her. And in the scuffle, Samantha teleported off with Bjorn. I used the finding spell to find the axe and found out that Bjorn and Samantha were still on our Thornvale. Apparently, Bjorn was able to convince her that she was being manipulated by Jadis. She decided that if we could fix her, she'd come with us. Or come with Bjorn. So Samantha and Bjorn teleported back to the fort. We brought her into the oubliette to contain Jadis. We discussed how her and Jadis were bonded, so to speak. I thought maybe it might be what she tried to offer to me, where we could put her into someone else's body. So I looked through her spell book, and I found it. I found the spell. Found how Jadis keeps herself sane and young all the time. Figured out how to reverse it too. And it was just too good to be true, wasn't it? Started the ritual. Everything was fine. Started unraveling. And then realized there wasn't enough left. Wasn't enough left of me, of Sammy, Samantha. She realized it too. So I think we both kind of told each other it was okay. I told her about Elise, and that was it. Yanked Jadis out.
All right, we're back, guys. Before we continue, I kind of want to know who's in this room, what you were doing when this all went down. Is everyone still here?
So Bjorn is definitely there, I think, because he's the one that apprehended Samantha and brought her here, trying to like get her to the help she needed. So I think he was trying to observe the whole time. Like, he was set on, you know, seeing this through.
Okay. Do you think you're still awake? It's been like 6 hours.
I mean, it wasn't that late in the day, was it?
It was pretty late in the day.
It's probably,
I mean, as
I'd
long as
like
it's
midnight,
not like staying
right?
up like all night, I think he would still be
probably.
Up late. Yeah.
Okay.
I would think that since this was a big ritual for Sammy and everything, unless she specifically had some job for him to do that required him to be in the room, he probably wouldn't be in.
I mean, is there anybody else there, like, besides Bjorn and Sammy?
Well, we know that Stanley and Manly are not there.
Yeah.
Oliver
I know
is.
Miguel is there. Oliver is definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
I think as this ends, Sammy kind of just, like, either collapses down or was already on her knees doing this. Oliver and Bjorn, you see the spell collapse and you see Samantha collapse and you know it's too soon.
Yeah.
And you look over and you see these looks of just absolute devastation on both Miguel and Sammy's face. I think Miguel is just kind of like leaning over in his chair. He's got his head in his hands.
Oh, it's too early to start crying.
Wait, what's... what's going on? What's happening? What happened? And Bjorn's like rushing up. He's like maybe leaning against the wall or something.
Yeah, I think Oliver walks over and says, Sammy? What's going on?
There wasn't enough of her left. There wasn't enough.
What?
What was left of her? There wasn't enough. Jadis destroyed too much.
I think that as those two are talking, Bjorn would have gone over to Samantha, because he would have gotten into medic mode and he would have been like checking for a pulse and everything, and I'm sure there's nothing, right?
There's not one.
Yeah. No, this can't be it. This, we were gonna save her.
I think Miguel kind of wheels forward and puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, there wasn't enough to save. I'm sorry.
Miguel feels Bjorn's shoulder like tense beneath his hand, and then he like looks at everybody in the room and he is pissed. Like, there's kind of like a fire in his eyes. He's like, this is all his fault. He was supposed to protect them. If he cared about her, this wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have let Jadis do this to her.
I think Miguel just nods.
He's got a lot to answer for. And Bjorn like stands up and like stalks out of the room.
I think Oliver has like knelt down next to Sammy and has just like wrapped his arms around her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Sammy really responds at all. I think she's obviously heard all of this, but it's just kind of washed over her. I think she's kind of in a state of shock and kind of like, I don't know if you've ever like, someone's ever said anything to you or you've like heard something and you just hear like this ringing in your ears and everything gets like fuzzy. I think that's mm-hmm. kind of what's happening to her at the moment.
Yeah, she's probably crying, I assume.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's definitely just like, it's kind of hard to describe. I mean, she keeps losing people. Like, she keeps losing people. Yeah.
It's frustrating. And I think I think Oliver doesn't say anything. I think he just holds on to her, and you can feel him kind of really tense against you, just squeezing you as hard as he can. And I think eventually Miguel wheels over, and he kind of leans down and puts his hand on her shoulder as well. And he says, there was nothing we could have done, Sammy. I hope you know that.
We should have done it sooner. We shouldn't have. As soon as we knew Jadis was in there, we should have done it.
We didn't know.
We knew Jadis was involved a long time ago.
Yeah, but we didn't realize how involved.
We had her in the oubliette already, earlier, when we were dealing with that stupid fungus. We should have done it then.
Would she have let us then? She's only here because she let us.
Could have figured something out. I don't know.
It wasn't that long ago. It could have been irreversible even then.
Bjorn's right. We were supposed to save her, and we didn't.
A lot of things are supposed to happen, but sometimes life gets in the way. This isn't your fault. This is Jadis' fault.
I think Sammy's eyes go to the glowing green stone that I think was laying on the floor between them.
Yeah, I think Miguel wheels over and leans down to scoop it up.
Sammy wants to break it.
I know she does, and that's why Miguel went and scooped it up. I think he says, I'm gonna go put this away. It'll be safe. No one will ever find that witch again.
I don't think Sammy says anything. I think she's just beating herself up.
I think with that, I think Miguel wheels out and he leaves Sammy with just Oliver. I think Oliver probably kind of gently puts his hands on both sides of Sammy's face and makes her look up at him. And he says,
he's right. It is not your fault.
It is, though. I was the one doing the rituals. It was up to
me. What could you have done? You said to yourself, there's nothing left. Or not enough. It didn't have anything to do with you. It was doomed from the beginning.
There must have been something I could have done. Something different. We could have saved her. Maybe she was right. Maybe we should have just let her go and not even done the ritual. She didn't want to. We talked her into it.
And what, let Jadis stay inside of her? Let her be?
She'd at least be alive.
At what cost? You and I both know how much we cannot allow that witch to be free. She nearly killed you, Sammy. She would have just ruined more lives.
Yeah, I don't think Sammy answers. I think she just kind of looks at the ground because she's feeling conflicted.
Yeah.
She's kind of thinking back to all of that stuff that happened with, like, her and Jadis, like, specifically around, like, the Dullahan arc and after that, the aftermath and all that stuff.
I think you remember, you know, Jadis stabbed Oliver, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much horrible stuff that she's done. And you know just how dangerous she is.
Yeah.
But it still sucks.
Yep.
I think at some point, Oliver stands up and he kind of tries to get you to stand up with him. Just kind of gently, kind of picking you up by the arm.
Sammy will follow on autopilot.
And I think he leads you back to the room that you guys use when you stay over. I think he just, like, tucks you into bed.
I mean, I'm sure Sammy's exhausted from the ritual, but also I'm not happy about anything that's just happened.
I think Oliver just crawls in behind you and just kind of bear hugs you. Bjorn, what are you doing?
So Bjorn, after slamming the oubliette door shut, is kind of just stalking down the hallway. He's dealing with some stuff.
Yeah.
So he's clearly pissed at the other version of himself and he's blaming him right now. But as he's walking down the hallway, he starts kind of having, you know, I guess flashback is the right word, but he's remembering the djinn that took his squad from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's remembering seeing those men die as he was told to run away and that he followed that order when he, you know, he basically blames himself that he should have stayed as the Dragon Knight and fought and helped. I think other times, you know, he recognizes he probably would have died if he did that, but there's still a part of him that believes he should have stayed and fought. And he is remembering that right now and about how he has lost somebody else because he didn't stop the threat in time. And I think he's just kind of running through that cycle over and over as he's walking. And at one point he looks down at his axe and he has this thought of maybe he should just go end this thing right now. But he quickly throws that aside because he knows that he's not ready to do that right now. And I think what he decides to do instead is he decides to just go for a fly. He's going to go outside and just fly off for a little bit and cool off in the night air, because he doesn't know what to do right now, and he can tell that he doesn't know what to do right now.
So Bjorn, you go off and you fly through the air, and it's a pretty warm night, all things considered. But as you get higher, it gets a bit cooler. You start to literally kind of cool off a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can still feel your emotions just raging around inside.
Yeah.
Eventually, once you've done flying around, you're starting to get exhausted. It's probably like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You start to fly back to the base, and as you fly down, you can see there's someone sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Stanley. Your Stanley.
Mm.
He looks up and he waves you down.
And Bjorn will come into land, feeling a little bit cooled down a little bit at least.
You come down, and as you land, he picks something up from beside him, and he throws it at you.
Bjorn will catch it.
You catch it. It's a shovel.
Oh.
And I think without saying anything, Stanley leads you to a soft spot of dirt and starts digging.
And Bjorn will just nod. He'll remove his suit jacket and maybe unbutton the top button, take his tie off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll settle in to help dig this grave.
Oh, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah. You guys dig until the sun comes up, until the hole seems deep enough. And then I think Stanley sits down on a rock nearby, kind of digs the handle of the shovel into the ground, leaving it spade side up, sticking out of the ground.
And Bjorn will kind of wipe off his brow and, you know, put his shovel in the earth too, and he'll go sit next to Stanley and just kind of sit in quiet unless Stanley says something.
Yeah, Stanley doesn't say anything.
He's just existing there with him.
Yeah.
Kind of looking at the hole, I think. Kind of focusing on it and what it means.
You guys are on the sunrise side of the fort. And I think Stanley just sits there and watches it come up.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point he kind of grabs your shoulder and makes you turn around to watch the sunset.
Like he's like looking the opposite way than I am, because I'm staring at the hole right now. Yeah.
But he kind of pulls you around to make you stop.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you watch the sunset come up with him.
Yeah, Bjorn will like look over his shoulder because he thinks there's something going on. And I think he understands. He still doesn't say anything. He is still steely, but he'll watch.
Mm-hmm. I think eventually you guys watch the sun come up. And without saying anything, he goes back inside.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, Bjorn, I think we'll take one more look towards the grave, and he'll collect his things and go back inside, too.
Yeah, I think Stanley goes towards the kitchen, and he walks back inside, and I think you see him start pulling out eggs and bacon and other breakfast materials, and you can see Miguel is already in there. He's sitting at the table in the middle of the kitchen with a pot of coffee. And as you come closer, I think he kind of pours you a cup of coffee and slides it over to you.
Bjorn will accept it, and he'll start sipping it, and then he'll look to Miguel and say, I've got some things I need to pass on to everybody, some things I learned from Samantha before I brought her here that I think are important. Everyone needs to know.
Someone want to go wake up Henry?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Bjorn will head that way. I do need to take a brief pause. I know this is a mechanics thing, but I realized that when I got here, I was unstable. And I had a whole 6 hours where Miguel could have helped me, or I could have done first aid. Should I roll for that right now?
Yeah, if you want to go and roll for first aid.
Would Miguel still give me a healing?
Miguel was doing the spell.
Oh, that's right. So he couldn't have. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a 10. So I got a stable and heal of 2.
Yeah. So you go and wake up Henry, or at least go find Henry. Henry, were you asleep?
Actually, what happened after he had been decided to leave Sammy to it is, I think with everything that's been going on, he cast his mind back to when he was so focused on finding out information about the empty man and that entire situation, and he decides, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to search for information on anything and everything regarding possibly these runes that Sammy saw on the chair, or, you know, he's trying to compile all this information and find something out. So I don't think Henry is asleep. I think he became so absorbed in looking for this, and not even for himself. I think that especially after all the occasions where Sammy was the one saying, you know, let's try to help her, and Henry kind of being the one like, no, because she's the bad guy, to some extent. And then seeing her in those, before the smell commenced, he was seeing that she was actually trying to help them and everything. And I think he thinks of this as sort of like, this is my apology to Sammy, basically, is that I am going to stay up. Aww. I am going to... not that he thinks of it that way, it's initially, it's just like, okay, this is, you know, this is what I can do to help, because contrary to my belief, you know, here she is offering help, and I can't help with the magic, as frustrating as that is, but I can't, so I'm gonna do this. So if Bjorn knocks on the door, I don't think he might not even hear anything except slight, like, keyboard tapping inside. He might have to, it's not locked, but he might have to, like, open the door.
So you wanted to look up something, right?
If I can be specific here, Sammy did show us and tell us what those runes were on when Fjorn was in the throne chair, right?
Yeah, I think Sammy could have replicated the ones that she saw.
Okay, because with that, if I gotta pick something specific, yes, Henry would have been trying to focus on the unknowns of this whole spider web, including those. So I think he just dived down this rabbit hole of like runes and languages and things, trying to find a counterpart or something similar to these runes that she's described to him.
Go ahead and roll Investigate a Mystery.
That's a 9.
All right, you get one question.
What is being concealed here in regards to these runes? Basically, does his internet searches, you know, his deep dives, does he come up with anything?
Yeah, so Henry, I think you've been kind of looking into this, and I think you may have even gone and grabbed some of, like, Miguel's magic books, and you're kind of flipping through them. You've got a pile of books on your desk, and you're kind of running through them, looking for these runes, looking for anything that could make any kind of sense with this. And I think what you discover is that there is an old spell that was used to kind of protect a certain territory. And I think you would actually recognize this as a version of the same spell that the Dragon Council uses to keep track of rift openings. It's basically a spell that looks in a certain area and watches for certain events. And that's what the spell is called, or that's what the spell is doing. It's called the All-Seeing Eye.
So yeah, if Bjorn knocks on his door, I don't think he hears any response, because Henry's so engrossed in researching this, you know, especially after finding that, he would have been like, well, if there's one thing, there's gotta be more, right? And he's, you know, so he might have to, like, become more aggressive or even just open the door, because I don't think Henry even hears this.
Is the handle locked?
The handle's not locked. You
no,
can just open
no,
the
door. No, I said it's not locked.
Yeah, so if it's not locked, I think Bjorn knocks, he might hear the keyboard typing, and he'll open the door and just say, you ever go to sleep?
Before you say anything, Henry, you turn around and you can see, you look at Bjorn and you can see the devastation on his face. He's dirty. He's probably not wearing his suit. You can see his shirt is covered in dirt, and his hands are probably calloused and bleeding from digging for several hours.
He initially turns and he starts to explain, going, "Sleep? No, I thought I would have to look at the. What happened to you?" And he stands and kind of moves closer.
Stanley and I made preparations.
What
does Henry even know, though?
Henry doesn't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, Henry.
Yeah,
doesn't,
and like, Bjorn doesn't recognize that at first, and then he closes his eyes in like an "oh crap" kind of gesture, and he just opens them and looks at Henry and he says, "Samantha didn't make it."
And I think Bjorn, in his turn, is looking at Henry now that he has a front on view. Henry looks exhausted. His eyes are bloodshot. His whole outfit is wrinkled up. He obviously didn't sleep a wink last night. And yeah, I think in this moment there's this silence, and then Henry grasping for something good to say in this moment. He goes, "Well, look at this." And he'll bring over a sketched or a notebook page with written down his notes on the rune, and he says, "I wasn't sure what to do last night, so I just I did some looking, and I found this. I think it could be helpful."
And Bjorn is definitely willing to accept the diversion, so he will take the change of subject very well. He'll walk over and look at it, and he'll just say, "What is it? Looks like a spell. What'd you find out?"
It's a bit like what the council would use to search out, you know, the rifts and how they work and how to track them, but it's not exactly the same. It looks like it's been modified. I'm guessing that's what's allowing him to see so far and so powerfully into, well, between dimensions, I suppose, is that he somehow found a way to augment these to an unbelievable level. But I think this is effectively the same thing.
Well, certainly explains a lot. I was trying to figure out how the, you know, how his visions worked, or kind of how he was able to see everything we were doing. That explains a lot.
And since he had actually asked the question, Henry looks up and goes, "No, I didn't sleep much. I don't think many of us did. Yeah.
Well, I was coming in here because I have some things I need to share with everybody. I learned some things from Samantha, and now that she's gone, I'm the one to pass them on. Some other important things, I think, contextualizes things on the other side, too. But I'm just trying to round everybody up."
Henry sighs, goes, yeah, looks at him, goes, "It's not fair."
Then Bjorn is just kind of nodding, and he just says, "Yeah, the ones responsible for this are going to answer for it."
And Bjorn wouldn't know this, but Henry goes, "How is she? Have you seen her since? I don't know. I wasn't there."
I left pretty shortly after it happened. I'm not sure, honestly. Miguel and Oliver were there, so.
And I think we're going to go back over to Sammy. Sammy, do you think you slept at all?
Maybe some. Not because, like, you know, like when you're sick and you sleep because your body needs it, but it's, like, not restful at all.
Yeah.
Like that kind of a sleep. Yeah. Especially because Sammy's been doing a lot of magic recently. Like,
yeah.
This is like the second big ritual she's done.
This spell was going to take a ton out of it anyways.
Yeah, like she just did the ritual with Gideon not too long ago. Like yesterday or the day before. And this is the second like big ritual she's done. So I think she does a little bit, but it's not like, she still looks exhausted. Like, it wasn't exactly restful at all. And she's obviously distraught over what happened, so, yeah.
I think, you start to wake up You can hear some noises, people passing by outside of your room. And as you wake up, you can see Oliver is kind of sitting in an armchair next to you. He doesn't look like he slept.
Poor buddy.
I think he says,
It sounds like other people are getting up.
Yeah, probably head to the kitchen.
How are you feeling?
Fine. Obviously she's not fine, but that's what she says.
I think he looks at you kind of knowingly, like he knows you're not fine. He doesn't look fine either. But he says,
me too.
I think he holds out his hand to help you get out of bed.
Yeah, she'll take it.
I think he holds onto your hand as you you walk down towards the kitchen. And I think you guys probably aren't like really much for the hand holding, you know?
Yeah.
But he doesn't let go of your hand as you walk down there.
That's okay. Sammy's okay with it today.
Yeah.
She kind of needs it.
You guys walk in a couple minutes after Bjorn and Henry.
Since Henry arrived first, I think he's trying to, especially after hearing this news, which he didn't know from Bjorn, he's trying to do everything he could think of to just distract anyone and everyone from the, not to push it under the rug, but like, okay, we have stuff we need to do. So they walk in, and almost immediately there is there's a plate, possibly even two plates, that appear poof right in front, because Henry made
playing
breakfast
waiter?
Already. Or at least to these two, yeah, especially because of Sammy's deal. Yeah, he ate first, and immediately, or very soon after arriving, like, they didn't even have to say, hey, Stanley, what is this? Because he's been trying his hand. I would think Stanley has begun to teach him the importance of the sandwich and other such food-related things, if he didn't know them already, which he might have.
Yeah, I think Stanley probably won't let you cook, but you're helping him deliver food, and I think he starts handing you dirty dishes to like wash in the sink.
I think it's a mark of the gravity of this current situation, because in a normal situation, Henry would have good-naturedly griped, I think, about having to like, why am I always the dishwasher? You never let me be the chef. but this time he just like, he's moving with efficiency and purpose. You know, he's like, he gets the stack of dishes. He's like, all right, I'm standing at the sink and I'm washing dishes. That's just what I'm doing right now.
When Sammy comes in, is Bjorn like sitting at the table or is he standing?
Bjorn is standing by the table.
Okay.
He's not sitting down. I almost said that he was pacing. I don't think he's quite pacing, but
maybe he kind of like leaned against the wall or something.
Sammy, you come in and you see Miguel is sitting at the table, kind of just staring blankly at an empty mug that was full of coffee. Bjorn, you see, is leaning against the wall, arms crossed, his suit, his shirt and pants are all dirty. And you see Henry bustling around trying to help everyone and ignore everything that's going on. And you can see Stanley, who is as dirty as Bjorn is, but has his hands are clean up to the elbows.
I think when she gets into the kitchen, the first thing she's gonna do is silently just go over to Bjorn and give him a hug.
Oh.
And then just quietly say, I'm sorry.
And Bjorn, like, freezes for a moment. And he'll eventually, like, get his arms unstuck and he'll like hug her back and he'll just say, I know, it's okay. It's not your fault. It's mine, in a way. And Bjorn's gonna like tap you on the back to like break out of the hug, you know?
Yeah.
And he's gonna like look to the room and he's just gonna say, I have some things that I think we need to talk about and I think we need to figure out what we're gonna do next about this.
Henry at the sink raises a hand that is still holding a dish. It goes, yeah, I think I found something last night.
And I think, Henry, you probably quickly explain to them what you found as they're eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of, you know, Henry goes through the all-seeing eye spell and explains it. And, you know, we kind of discuss that as a group, and Bjorn just says, so there was that. That was a good breakthrough there. I was referring to something else, though. There was more that I learned from Samantha when I was breaking through to her to get her to come here. In the moment, it didn't seem important, or at least not as important as trying to help her. But now that she's gone, it's a big deal. And he like looks over at Sammy, and then he like looks at the room and he just says, after like kind of letting out a breath, Bjorn on the other side and Samantha were together.
I think Oliver chokes on his coffee.
Yeah, I think Henry does a kind of a whiplash turn of the head toward Bjorn, and then toward Sammy, and then Bjorn again.
I think Sammy just doesn't react at first, because she's like, in her head, she's like, yeah, of course they were together, they were working together, like, duh, you know? And then, like, it doesn't hit her at first. And then she's like, it takes her a second, that she's like, oh, together. Yeah. Like, I think when she sees the others, like, reactions, and then I think she turns a little pink with embarrassment.
Yeah, and Bjorn isn't, like, showing any embarrassment about this. He's very focused on...
Yeah, she's not actually, her cheeks just get a little flushed, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Bjorn just goes on and he says, obviously with this all-seeing eye ability, now that we know what it's called, but I mean, we knew that he could see things that we were doing. He's gonna know, and that's gonna complicate whatever we were gonna do to stop him.
We still don't know where the anchor point was. It wasn't where it was supposed to be, according to Daisy, at least.
Yeah, that was definitely a problem on its own, but with us, I mean, we didn't learn where Samantha's anchor point was, right?
No. I
think at this point,
the ritual was going to work. I didn't think to... There were a lot of things I wanted to ask her that I didn't get to.
Exactly. There was too much that we needed to know, but it's past us now. I think that we need to go after him now, if we think we're ready. If we're right and we still have a couple days, that might not even matter now. If he's coming after us after taking out his girlfriend, you know, I don't know, but I think that our only chance now is to stop him.
I think as you say that, Manly and Hank walk into the room. You can tell from the looks on their faces that they already know. And I think Hank walks up to the table and he says,
he'll be the only one that still knows all the plan. Without Samantha, we won't know. I know where one is, but she knew where the other one is, but he knows where all the other ones are.
And are they our only chance of stopping the ritual, or just taking out the person performing it? Like, who's going to perform it if he's whatever?
It's not that kind of ritual. It'll. I don't think it needs him. Once he sets it going, I don't think it needs him. And if he hasn't already, I'd be shocked.
Well, lovely. I mean, we can read minds. You're right. If we can get to him and apprehend him, we can figure out how to stop this.
At this point, I think it's our only chance.
We have to destroy those anchor points.
Yeah, we do.
Won't matter if we can't get to him. If we get to him, we could pull the plug on this whole thing.
And like I said, if he's about to come after us, I think we need to preempt that.
I might know where he's going to be.
And Bjorn just kind of raises an eyebrow.
And he says,
I can take you. It's on the other side.
Is there a reason you can't just tell us?
I want to be there.
I mean, I think you're welcome to come. This feels like an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation.
And he nods. And I think you see your Stanley stand up. And he says,
there's something we got to do first.
And Bjorn frowns, but he nods. And he says, yeah, I think so.
And if you guys don't mind, I'm going to cut to as many of you as want to be there on the surface.
Yeah.
Do you all want to be there?
Sammy's going to be there.
Yeah, Bjorn's definitely going to be there.
Henry will be there if only... Well, not if only, but to support Sammy and also to I think to pay respects to not what she was, but the person she was before, I think.
Yeah.
Sammy, I don't know if you're gonna... if this is too early, feel free to just cut this and I'll wait. I know Sammy handed her the Elise stone before, but she wants to make sure that she still has it and that it gets buried with her.
She does.
Okay, good.
I think the Stanleys kind of wrap her up in plastic to stop her from, you know, attracting anything unsavory. And then I think Stanley and Bjorn lower her down into the hole that they made. And I think Miguel reaches his hand out to the pile of dirt and whispers a word and then waves his hand and the whole big pile of dirt lifts off the ground and pours into the hole until it's filled up, and then Stanley and Bjorn kind of tamp it down on top. And I think Stanley steps back and he says,
"Well, I can't claim I knew her very well, I guess, but..."
He kind of looks down at the ground and he says,
"Sorry, kiddo."
He kind of looks around and sees if anyone else wants to say anything.
Bjorn looks like he's thinking for words, so he's going to be a bit, but it looks like he's thinking about what he wants to say.
Henry would not feel right in any case going before Sammy.
I wasn't ready for this.
Sorry.
I'm gonna cry.
Take a moment. It's fine.
What, you're saying that you don't just have it right off the go, what you would say at your own funeral?
Yeah. What do I say? I don't even know.
I mean, technically not her, but also
this thing
kind of
is
her.
Basically so. Me.
You can say something, Henry. You can go first. It's okay.
Yeah, you can go. I need to look something up in my Sammy document, actually, and then think
okay.
about what
okay,
I want to say.
You don't have to say anything, by the way. Just so you
know. I know, but I feel like I need to because it's Samantha.
Okay.
Henry will step up, and he just looks down at this mound and says, "I can't forgive her for what she did to Hank, but if things had turned out differently, I think I might have wanted to get to know her, or, well, who she could have been, I guess." And he kind of steps back awkwardly because he's not really sure what else to say.
Who's going next?
I have a really good thing to end on if I could go last.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I think you guys can see Manly and Hank are both kind of standing at the back behind the rest of you all. Hank's face is kind of a mixture of emotions. There's a lot of anger on his face, and it's hard to see who it's directed at, but I don't think either one of them says anything. I think Miguel doesn't say anything.
This is why I write, is because my fingers are better at saying what my brain is trying to say than my mouth is.
Yeah, I know. I thought about warning you guys that I was going to do this, but I forgot to.
I think Sammy is kind of a little unsteady on her feet. She's tired and emotional. I think eventually she's kind of goes down to her knees, like kind of kneels in her where she was. And I think she says, "I may not know what happened in the past couple of months since all of this started, but I know what she went through before that, everything. And things were never easy. It was always a fight. And she even said everything was for survival. And this feels wrong, but I know she'd want us to keep going." And that's all she says.
Yeah.
After a pause, you know, the silence kind of hanging in the air for a bit after Sammy speaks, Bjorn is staring, intently at the grave, and he says, "In the short time that I knew you, we were enemies," which was odd because the you that I knew was the opposite of that. It's a good friend and an ally. And then I learned that there was a version of me that was supposed to have loved you, and he failed you. I failed you. He didn't protect you like he was supposed to. He didn't stop what happened to you from happening. He used you and your powers to do something wrong. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm going to make him atone for what he did to you. And that's all he says.
Yeah. And with that, I think Stanley tosses one more shovel full of dirt onto it and kind of tamps it down. And he nods to the rest of you and heads back inside. And that's where we're going to leave it.